Welcome to the Central Alabama High School Sports Show podcast, brought to you by Andrews Sports Medicine, Lander Frost, Hamburger Heaven, Huffman Electric, and State Farm.
Welcome to the Central Alabama High School Sports Show. I am Max Harbuck, and I'm excited to be here at Thompson High School in this beautiful new school. They've been in the school since February, I believe. But unfortunately, our regular host, Snapper Lancaster, couldn't be here today because his brother is in the hospital and not doing very well. And our thoughts and prayers will go out to Snapper and his family, but he'll be back. But sorry under the circumstances that he couldn't be here. And delighted to be sitting here with the principal of Thompson High School. You know, when I drove up to this, to the school, it's really a beautiful, beautiful campus.
Yes, Max, we're very fortunate, very blessed to be here, and especially with our students, you know, and just the programs that we have here, our academics, our athletics programs, the arts, our academies. All of those things have just kind of taken another step forward and went a step higher just in terms of opportunity and performance. And so we're excited to be here, and we're making the most out of this big, beautiful campus that we have.
Well, we've been doing this show for about 10 to 15 years, and or at least I've been doing it about 10 years, and it's just remarkable to see the progress that students and the facilities, both from an academic and an athletic standpoint, have really improved during all those years.
Yes, and it's not just obviously the facilities, but it's the people that we have in place. You know, our teachers, our staff, our coaches, everyone just working together, having a very strong vision of being the best, being the greatest. That we can possibly be, and that expectation of excellence doesn't, you know, we don't compromise that, and we do everything that we can to make sure that our students, our student athletes, everyone involved has every opportunity to strive to be the very best. And our community is so supportive too, and our city, everyone involved. I mean, we're all on the same page here and striving and working hard to make sure Thompson High School Alabaster is at the very top.
Well, this is a sports show, but as a academic leader, administrator, talk about the importance about how athletics play in the overall academic experience for a student athlete.
Well, our student athletes are obviously already have an advantage because they are surrounded by so much support from their coaching staffs, because the expectation of our coaches is that they handle business in the classroom, and they are creating and helping our student athletes develop habits that not only work well on the field, on the court, whatever the sport, but those same habits can be translated over into the classroom. And so having that academic support that our coaches, our coaching staffs, put forth in for our student athletes, it makes it almost impossible for them to fail, but even better, to really succeed at higher levels. And we have a lot of our kids who are involved in sports that go on to get scholarships, not just in athletics, but a lot of them go academically too, just because of the standard of excellence that's been created with our student athletes.
Well, I gotta say, I haven't quite forgiven you guys for beating my Hoover Bucks back in the fall, but all joking aside, let me ask you this: with this great facility, beautiful facility, folks, you haven't seen it, you know, you need to come out and drive around the campus. But what would you change?
What would I change about the facility?
Play like there's no board members watching.
Well, what would I change? Well, I've just we're working on that right now, and that's just to put a few more trophies in the trophy cases.
Good answer. Good answer. Well, I want to as our time winds down in this segment, I want to thank you for letting us come out and meet some of your coaches and student athletes. Pleasure to meeting you.
Sure. Yes, sir.
We look forward to coming back sometime soon.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Land of Frost Premium is America's best-selling one-pound deli pouch, now available in 12 delicious flavors, including new flavors of Muskeet Turkey and Cotto Salami. High school athletes across the country ask for Land of Frost by name. These great items are available at your local grocer, including Piggly Wiggly, Food Giant, Western Supermarkets, and many more. Land of Frost also makes other varieties of lunch meats, including deli shaved bistro and sub sandwich kits. Land of Frost is a proud sponsor of youth sports as well.
At Andrew Sports Medicine, we partner with our patients, trying to help them overcome the obstacles that keep them from achieving their goals.
This practice aggressively pursues victory over injury, over pain, over limitation, over anything that's going to keep you from being the best you can be.
It starts with our non-surgical physicians who are trained in sports medicine and orthopedic injuries. We have specialists in sports medicine with shoulders, elbows, and knees. We have hip specialists that do only hip surgery, including arthroscopy, minimally invasive resurfacing, and total hip replacement if needed. We have joint replacement surgeons, we have spine surgeons, we have surgeons that specialize in foot and ankle surgery and in hand surgery. So just about all the specialties of orthopedics are covered at Andrew Sports Medicine.
What makes the great surgeons great is their volume of experience at making decisions, whether that's intraoperative decisions, post-operative decisions, pre-operative decisions, the decision to operate on somebody or not operate on them. And so our volume here breeds good decision-making. That gives us an edge in terms of making decisions for our patients, which ultimately is a lot of times the difference between success and failure. The teams, the players, the parents have confidence in us because they know we're going to communicate with them, we're going to create a plan unique to that athlete or that person, and we're going to get them back to their thing as quickly and as safely as we can.
At Andrew Sports Medicine, our mission is to partner with our patients and to help them succeed and achieve victory. Whether you're a weekend warrior, a grandparent with a shoulder problem, or a professional athlete, you get the same care, the same high-level technology, the same aggressiveness that we would in a professional athlete, and we treat everyone the same way. None of us like to lose. We're all very competitive, and we're not going to lose against their illness or their injury.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Central Alabama High School Sports Show. I'm Max Harbuck, sitting in for Snapper Lancaster, and we're at it. Beautiful Thompson High School, and delighted to have two of their athletic teams that we're going to be meeting and talking to. First up in this first segment is the head coach of the head soccer coach of the boys soccer team here at Thompson, Rusty Cowley. And, Coach, look forward to learning more about your program, but it's great to be here. How long have you been at Thompson?
This is my seventh year at Thompson. The first year that I was back, I coached the boys JV team and took over the varsity program that next year. So going on 6 years now as the varsity head coach.
Now, this may be a dumb question. Did you have a soccer background?
Yeah. Whenever you ask how long have I been here, it's kind of a trick question because I went to Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, graduated in 2008, went to college, and then had an opportunity to get a great job at my alma mater, and something that couldn't really be passed up. So, yeah, whenever I was in high school, I played for Thompson, went to college and played some there, and then, yeah, back on the coaching side now.
Well, talk about this year's team, a little bit of how it's gone. I know we're winding down the school year. And as the athletic seasons kind of wrap up, tell us how things have gone and a little bit about the personality of your team.
Well, for us, it's kind of been one of those stop-start seasons where we've not gone on long stretches. We've had our highs, we've had our lows, some really hard-fought games that have gone our ways, and some that have not
that have not gone our way. But as you said, kind of as the school year winds down, so too do our seasons. And at this point, we still have everything to play for. We still have a chance to win our last few area games and make playoffs. And then from there, you know, the sky's the limit. Possibilities are there.
Now, I know we've got one of your seniors and one of your junior team members, but talk a little bit about what may be coming back next year. I mean, have you got a lot of seniors or a mix or what's the makeup
of
your team?
Yeah, we've got 8 seniors this year on a 20-person team, so we've still got 12 kids coming back next year. The seniors are obviously all instrumental in our success and kind of setting up the path for the blueprint for the younger kids to follow. But we've got a lot of very talented younger players on our varsity team, on our JV team, and even with our freshman and middle school teams as well. Like I said, although we will lose some very important players that have been here for 5, 6, 7 years in our program, the kids that are coming through are going to pick up the torch and are going to hopefully carry on and continue to progress our program.
Now, speaking of, I'm old school. Soccer wasn't around when I was coming up through school, and my kids didn't participate in soccer, although I got a granddaughter that's playing. Tell us how far the game of soccer and how plugged into the community in general it soccer is from a participation standpoint.
Well, I think everybody, regardless of what sport, as kids get into high school and that kind of stuff, people tend to specialize and kind of go into, I play this sport, and that kind of becomes their dominant focus. And with the competitive environment, the amount of people that are playing each sport, that's kind of what kids have to do. But, you know, at some point, it kind of seems like everybody played soccer whenever they were a little kid. But with our community, we've definitely got some great opportunities with the local club teams, and our kids are definitely taking advantage of that. So,
as a former under-6 soccer coach that had absolutely no clue what I was doing, it's been refreshing to learn.
Yeah, like I said, everybody plays, everybody coaches at some point.
Yeah. So you were right, but we wish you guys the best of luck next year, and looking forward to meeting a couple of your team members here in just a second.
So absolutely.
We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be right back, and we'll meet two of those members of the Thompson boys soccer team.
Post-operative decisions, pre-operative decisions, the decision to operate on somebody or not operate on them. And so our volume here breeds good decision-making that gives us an edge in terms of making decisions for our patients, which ultimately is a lot of times the difference between success and failure. The teams, the players, the parents have confidence in us because they know we're going to communicate with them, we're going to create a plan unique to that athlete or that person, and we're going to get them back to their thing and as quickly and as safely as we can.
At Andrews Sports Medicine, our mission is to partner with our patients and to help them succeed and achieve victory. Whether you're a weekend warrior, a grandparent with a shoulder problem, or a professional athlete, you get the same care, the same high-level technology, the same aggressiveness that we would in a professional athlete, and we treat everyone the same way. None of us like to lose. We're all very competitive, and we're not going to lose against their illness or their injury.
And this will be your premium right here.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to say, I combined home and auto with State Farm. Saved $760. Love this guy.
Okay, does it bother anybody else that the mime is talking? Freaky.
Bundle home and auto, and you could save $760.
That's 760 very good reasons to call Alan Gerdeau in Trustville today.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Central Alabama High School Sports Show, where this broadcast is originating on the campus of Thompson High School here in Alabaster. And we've talked with Dr. Wayne Hester, the principal out here, and the head soccer coach, Rusty Cowley. And now we're delighted to meet two of the two members of the boys soccer team. I'm going to introduce them, Kevin Santana and Jose Villanueva. Did I get that right? I struggled with that, but please forgive me. But gentlemen, thank you for being here. I know Kevin, you're a senior. Jose is a junior, but we'll start with Kevin. Kevin, what got you involved in soccer? What attracted you to the sport?
It really was. It always boils down. All my passions really boil down to my family. The importance I put on my family is a big part of my life. And my dad, since he was a little kid, his dad got him into it, and it just goes down the line.
So your dad played soccer when he was. Now, does he always have advice following a
He always has something to say after a game. Always had something I could have done better, and it's always in good.
I mean, we wouldn't be parents if we didn't put our 2 cents in.
Okay.
Any other siblings that are involved in the sport?
I have a younger brother, and he's playing soccer, and next year he'll be able to try out for his school team.
So. Okay, we're good. Jose, what same question to you? What attracted you, or what got you involved in the sport?
Well, in my neighborhood, when 8 or 7, we had a big field that we would just play in every afternoon after school, and we just for fun. And I thought I wanted to experience like how a team would feel to be on a team, and I just joined the team.
Well, you know, I always thought growing up some of the games that you would play, little sandlot games out in the yard or out on a field where a bunch of people get together, was actually more fun than when I played organized ball. Is that the case with you guys, or do you really enjoy the organized game here at the school?
I definitely think it's something almost not comparable, because on one aspect, it's the organized game gives you something that sandlot game would never give you, but in the same sense, there's no pressure in the sandlot. It's just fun.
And you're a senior, as we stated, what game or match really stands out? You know, 5 years down the road, you look back on your time here at Thompson. What would you remember?
There are a couple games, but if I had to say one, it'd probably be when we have a annual tournament that we play in, and it definitely was winning the final. Long range goal, unexpected, and well fought in the team. And I think I'm always going to remember it.
Well, good. What about you, Jose? I know Jose's a junior, so he's got another year, but what's really stood out in your mind as far as a moment or match or a season that you've experienced here at Thompson?
One of the most memorable games was my freshman year against Hoover. We hadn't been able to beat Hoover in like a long time, and we beat them 1-0 for that game, so it's something special.
Beat the Bucks, did you? Well, that's good. Well, I want to kind of transition, and I want to talk to you about, Kevin, since it's your last year. What are your future plans?
I decided not to play in college. If I were to play in college, I never went through the process to get scouted or scholarship through that. Academically, I have scholarships, and I never really focused too much on athletic scholarships, so I didn't worry about getting scouted by a team or anything. But I am going to UAB, and they're a D1 college, so it'd be great if I could go for a walk-on tryout, and if I get on the team, that's great. If not, it's not the end of the world.
Have you decided what you're going to study?
Yes, I'm going to major in kinesiology so I can go into physical therapy.
Okay, good. UAB's got a great physical therapy school, of course. I've always thought about burnout, you know, with kids getting, have you ever, you said you never get tired of it, but do you think that kids could get burnout playing year round?
Certainly they can. It really depends on how the games go. If you lose a couple games in a row, it really brings you down, especially if your main focus is soccer is school. There's not much else you can escape to, because a lot of the time soccer is an escape. But I think a lot of the time it's more therapeutic than it is anything else.
Yeah. I've always liked to ask the question, I was a little superstitious when I was an athlete. Believe it or not, I was an athlete at one time. Do you guys have a ritual before a match? The way you dress, the place in the locker room, or the way you put your uniform on, or do you have any type of ritual like that, or superstitious? Jose?
For me, I always take a shower before a game.
Oh, you do?
Listen to the music. And just first try to not think of the game. And once it's getting close, just take a shower, listen to music, and head out.
All right, that's good. Kevin, what about you?
I have a bracelet that I was given, and I really, it's calming just to have it, but right up until I have to take it off.
All right, last question in this segment, guys. You've done a great job. Who is really inspired you, really meant a lot to you in your life up to this point?
Okay. I would have to say my dad. My dad, he got me into soccer. My dad's always there pushing me for further in academics and whatever I want to do. And he's always been supportive of whatever I pursue.
Jose, what about you?
I would say my mom, because for everything she has done for me, she has helped me to like play club ball and paid all my fees and stuff like that, and just helping me whatever I wanted to do with soccer or the school, just being there for me.
Well, you guys go home tonight and tell them what you've shared with me, and tell them how much you appreciate it. And as you grow up older and maybe have your own family, you can pass that on. And I always love to see these interviews of these superstar athletes, and they talk about what their parents have done through the years, driving them to, you know, the little matches when they were little and everything. But guys, we want to wish you the best of luck, Kevin at UAB and Jose next year as you come back for your senior year. But one thing that one of you guys said, and I remember my own son when he played college baseball. Dad, I'm not going to make my living playing baseball. So academics is so important. So keep studying the books. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to now be shifting gears to girls softball in the next segment, so don't go away.
You know that you're blessed. Give your taste a whole new spin. Bring your friends and come on in. Take your taste to a different place. It's the taste.
The next time you need electrical work, whether it be commercial or residential, you need to call Huffman Electrical Contractors. A company that's been in business for over 35 years, they've served clients not only locally in the Birmingham area and all over the state, but have clients outside the state of Alabama as well. Whether it's a new building or remodeling an older building or home, they can handle the job for you. Once again, that's Huffman Electrical Contractors. The number to call is 205-661-5005. That's 205-661-5005, where at Huffman Electrical Contractors, a satisfied customer is always their number one objective.
Okay, folks, we welcome you back to the Central Alabama High School Sports Show. I'm Max Harbuck sitting in for Snapper Lancaster, whose brother is in the hospital and not doing real well. And our thoughts and prayers go out to Snapper and his family. We're at Thompson High School, and in this next segment, we're going to be talking to the head girls softball coach here at Thompson, Coach Kevin Todd. It's been a long time since we've seen each other. I believe you said you were over at Shades Valley. How many years ago was that?
I've been here five, so I think it was 2008 when I came on your show at Shades Valley.
Wow. Such a memorable experience, right?
Yes, yeah.
Well, great to see you again. But tell us a little bit about your girls' team this season.
Having a pretty good season so far. We're, I think after last night, we're 30-3.
Wow.
Just won our area.
Who's in your area?
Your Hoover Bucks and and Tuscaloosa County and Oak Mountain.
Okay.
It's in our area, so we won the right to host our area tournament actually Monday. But anyway, went 6-0 in area, and we'll start that on the 30th.
Now tell me, I know in baseball, boys baseball, and girls softball, a dominant pitcher can just make the difference in the world. I mean, what is it with this team that's enabled you to have such a great record this year?
First off, and again, our record is great, but what's so great, Max, is the girls we have. Win or lose, whatever happens the rest of the season, I am blessed to get to spend time with the late young ladies we have on our team. That's what makes them so special. Because again, they're great athletes, great softball players, but they are such wonderful people. In the classroom, but off the field as well. I call them my daughters. They're my extra daughters, and that's to me is what is so special about this team. Not just the ability, to play softball, which they're very good at.
Then is there any back to my question, have you had that stud pitcher that you put out there, or is it just you got an overall strong team that hits the ball well, fields, plays defense well?
Yes, sir. Our strengths are our offense and defense. Pitching, we're still working every day to get better, and we don't have that big college arm that a lot of the programs that we have to play against. But offensively, we're as good as, there are in the state, in my opinion, and over the last couple of years have been. And defensively, we've got great athletes at every position. But offensively, we can really swing it.
As far as the makeup of your team, is it a lot of seniors or kind of divided up?
We're kind of divided. We have six seniors, and they're good ones. But we have six seniors and we have six juniors on the varsity roster, and then two ninth graders and a sophomore.
Now, when does the girls? I know at the larger schools, the 7A schools, they don't get to break into the varsity until what, their junior year or sophomore year? Or?
It just depends. It depends. It depends on the situation at every school. Speaking of our game last night, we've had a couple of injuries over the last few days. We actually started a seventh grader last night.
Really?
at shortstop. First time since I've been here that we've done that. But usually sophomore, junior year. I've been lucky because out of the six seniors I've had, four of them started for me. since I took over 3 years ago. So been lucky in that aspect.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck in the playoffs, but maybe in one certain game, maybe not too much luck.
Well, that's when we need the best luck.
I'm kidding. But Tim, real quickly, with just a few minutes we got left, tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what you like to do away from coaching and teaching.
Again, like I said, I'm blessed to get to do what I do for a living. So I enjoy it as much as any off time I have, getting time to spend with these young ladies. But I guess, I'm a country boy. You know, I like fishing, hunting, and, going to spend time watching my son. He's in athletics, getting to watch him play when he can.
How old is he?
He's 10. And my daughter, up until this year, she was playing college softball. So
really?
When I wasn't coaching, I would go watch her. She's actually helping me coach this year.
Where did she go?
South Alabama. Okay. Yeah, so we would take that trip to watch her when I wasn't coaching, and then we'd be on the ballpark with my son. So, that's all I do is family.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I can understand, I can't tell you the number of coaches that really how they bond with their kids on their respective teams, and then they're gone, and then here comes another group. But Coach, great to see you again. Thank you for your time, and good luck, as I said, and we've enjoyed the chance to visit with you.
Thank you, Max.
Great. All right, we'll be right back, and we're going to be talking to two members of the girls' softball team in just a few minutes.
And this will be your premium right here.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to say, I combined home and auto with State Farm, saved $760. Love this guy.
Okay, does it bother anybody else that the mime is talking? Freaky.
Bundle home and auto, and you could save $760.
That's 760 very good reasons to call Alan Gerdeau in Trustville today.
At Andrew Sports Medicine, we partner with our patients, trying to help them overcome the obstacles that keep them from achieving their goals.
This practice aggressively pursues victory over injury, over pain, over limitation, over anything that's going to keep you from being the best you can be.
It starts with our non-surgical physicians who are trained in sports medicine and orthopedic injuries. We have specialists in sports medicine with shoulders, elbows, and knees. We have hip specialists that do only hip surgery, including arthroscopy, minimally invasive resurfacing, and total hip replacement if needed. We have joint replacement surgeons, we have spine surgeons, we have surgeons that specialize in foot and ankle surgery and in hand surgery. So just about all the specialties of orthopedics are covered at Andrew Sports Medicine.
What makes the great surgeons great is their volume of experience at making decisions, whether that's intraoperative decisions, post-operative decisions, pre-operative decisions, the decision to operate on somebody or not operate on them. And so our volume here breeds good decision-making that gives us an edge in terms of making decisions for our patients, which ultimately is a lot of times the difference between success and failure. The teams, the players, the parents have confidence in us because they know we're going to communicate with them, we're going to create a plan unique to that athlete or that person, and we're going to get them back to their thing and as quickly and as safely as we can.
At Andrew Sports Medicine, our mission is to partner with our patients and to help them succeed and achieve victory. Whether you're a weekend warrior, a grandparent with a shoulder problem, or a professional athlete, you get the same care, the same high-level technology, the same aggressiveness that we would in a professional athlete, and we treat everyone the same way. None of us like to lose. We're all very competitive, and we're not going to lose against their illness or their injury.
Okay, we're back again in our final segment of the show, and we're going to meet two young ladies that are part of this outstanding Thompson Warrior girls softball team, and I want to introduce them. To my immediate left is Lauren Haskins, and to her left is Kendall DeRamus. Girls, good to meet you. Glad to be here. Appreciate you being with us. Now, and just talking with your coach, you guys have an outstanding season, 30-3.
I mean, teams would dream to have that kind of record. Give us your perspective on how you've been able to do that. And I'll start with you.
It's really just all about the team and how we act toward each other. I feel that we have a great, what's it called?
Chemistry?
Yeah, it's a great team chemistry. There's never any drama. I just feel like that's what it starts with. And then we have really good offense. We hit really well. And we never quit. That's one really good thing about us. We never quit playing.
Well, you know that you've hit on, I mean, that's kind of the magic. If you can have that where everything clicks within the team, and you hear professional teams talking about the clubhouse, everything. We have a great clubhouse, you know, off the field. So that's a blessing. Kendall, what about you? What do you think has kind of helped make your season great thus far?
Like Lauren said, we never quit. And even when we're not all hitting, we're still pretty good. Like, if I'm not doing well, I know Lauren's going to pick me up. If Lauren's not doing well, then someone's behind her to pick her up. So we just have a good chemistry, and we fight, and we don't stop playing until the last out.
Now, what got you into softball? What other sports that you could participate in? What led you to softball?
Oh, man, I played basketball, I played soccer and volleyball, but softball's always just been that dominant sport for me. I've always enjoyed it, and I've always loved how the game is played. I don't know, it's just something about it. I've been toward it.
Kendall, what about you?
I started when I was 5, just something my parents put me in, and I played volleyball, and it's just not the same. Like, I just really love softball.
Now, to the average person, what could you share that from a strategic standpoint in softball that maybe the average person that would be watching a game would not know about?
It takes a lot to do what we do. We're a team, but you have to be good individually, like. When you're hitting, that's just you. But a lot of people don't know all the work that you have to put in, and it makes stuff look easy, but there's a lot that goes into it.
Isn't there a lot of bunting in softball?
There can be, yes.
Kind of a drag bunt or down the opposite, you know, foul line.
Mm-hmm.
Now we were talking before, who's your big rival?
It'd have to be Spain Park.
Why is that?
Well, last year with Spain Park, we were going back and forth. Like, they beat us, but we beat them. And that's the team that put us out of regionals last year. So it's just a lot of tension when you play them.
We're a good team, but they're also a very good team. Yeah. So it's fun.
Now, are you both seniors?
Yes, sir.
The during the years you've been playing here, has the level of softball really gotten a lot better with the other schools as far as being competitive?
Yes, sir.
When I was when we were underclassmen, you know, Hoover and all those other big schools, they'd have really big seniors and really good seniors, and after they graduated, then it kind of get a little bit easier,
mm-hmm.
but it was still a good match.
Well, you've got a big school here now, don't mm-hmm. you? I mean, you're right up there in all of the sports. I mean, your top basketball, obviously your softball, football. I mean, you've got some great, you know, athletic teams. Now, you know, I was asking the boys, do you have any superstitions? Rituals before each game?
Before each game, like, we warm up the same way, we stretch the same way. But other than that...
Is that by design, or if you change the routine, would that bother you?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to kick in high school and college, and I would, certain place I would put the kicking tee. how do we place them on the field? So it's kind of weird, but so I can you know, all athletes have their own things. So what do you guys enjoy doing off the field, out of school, just on your own? What interests do you have, outside interests?
Like the soccer boys, and I do like to hang out with my friends a lot when I'm not playing softball, which is rare. But that's pretty much it. I don't really do anything else besides that. Now I'm getting ready for college and having to get dorm stuff and all that, but that's about it.
So what are your plans? Where are you going to school?
I'm going to AUM. I'm committed to play softball.
Are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that there's a new dorm that is right there next to the road when you turn in. My son built that.
Really?
He was the project manager for that dorm. So we're proud of it. So if you stay there, just know that my son was responsible
yes,
for
sir.
Building that. What about you, Kendall?
My free time, I guess, like, I'm just always involved with softball. I'm always watching the game, always doing stuff to get better. But I like to hang out with my friends a lot. I always make sure I make time for them, especially since we're about to leave for college and everything.
And you're going, what are your plans for?
I'm going to Alabama State to play softball.
Well, great. So you're both going to continue your softball careers at the next level. That's going to be exciting. Is there anything you're about going to the next level that concerns you, or is it just a great opportunity or what?
It is a great opportunity, but it's going to be weird not having to go home every day and see my mom and see my dad. It's going to be a completely different atmosphere.
You're on your own.
Isn't that what
every student wants, to get on their own and be able to make their own decisions?
It depends.
I mean, yeah, when they're seniors or juniors, they're like, I'm so ready to leave. But it's just like when it's getting close to it, they're like, oh, yeah.
Reality hits you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this in just the time we got left. I know you heard us ask the boys, but who's really impacting your lives growing up and to get you to where you are today?
Well, obviously my parents, of course. They pushed me to keep playing softball. They've given me this God-given ability. I look up to my older brothers, so they've played baseball in their lives too. So I've just been playing for a while, and I'm grateful for what they've done for me and what they've paid for me to get here, and all the spirit packs and all that stuff. So I really am grateful for them.
What about you?
Definitely my parents. I wouldn't be here without them. And them putting all their time traveling across the country and all their money and everything. And, and also Coach Todd, because I definitely wouldn't be playing at the next level or be the person I am today without him.
I have to agree.
Well, you know, this show started originally to spotlight coaches and the sacrifices that they make to coach their respective teams, and it kind of grew from there. But that's good that you recognize what your coach does, and then all your teachers and the administration all support, an outstanding athletic program here at Thompson High School. But girls, I want to wish you the best of luck at AUM and at Alabama State. I hope to hear and see big things down the road, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Great. All right, we've had a great time down here at Thompson High School. We've met the boys soccer team and the girls softball team, and met Dr. Hester and the principal here. So we've had a great visit, and we appreciate you watching. And go out and support your teams here at Thompson. And we thank you and look forward to being back next week.